Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Vinny and Haney's Whip Around.
Every sport, every game, everything.
Brought to you by Box Hill Pizzeria and Crab Cakes. Best crab cakes in Harford County.
Top of the Whip Around here on this Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Nolan McGraw is on the other side of the glass. The NBA Finals concluded last night in OKC. There was drama. There was heartbreak. And ultimately, of course, there was a champion crown.
Nippon kicks it out. Toppin. Good contest from Dort. Halliburton falls down. He looks hurt. Here comes SGA the other way. Inside, and Williams throws it down. Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. SGA tries to answer. And does. His first three-pointer. He was 0 for 5. The Thunder have taken the NBA by storm. For the first time, the NBA champion resides in Oklahoma City. The storybook season is complete.
Mike Breen, ABC/ESPN on the call as the Oklahoma City Thunder, the number one seed, win the NBA championship for the first time in their history, not Seattle. That was the Sonics. This is the Thunder. 103-91. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 29 points, 5 boards, 12 assists, as he is MVP of the regular season and the NBA Finals. They win in 7 games, and as you heard, in the first quarter, about 4 minutes left, Tyrese Halliburton, who got off to a great start, tears his Achilles tendon, done for the game, probably done for months. Will have an impact, I would assume, on the Pacers offseason, because they're going to need to replace him. Their only free agent is Miles Turner. We'll talk about this with Sean Devaney later in the show. But they were still in the game. It was tied in the third quarter. And then the Thunder just kind of wore them down a little bit, pulled away. Jalen Williams had 20. Pascal Siakam for the Indiana Ball Club, he had 18 points, 8 rebounds. Ben Mathurin, he had 24. He had 13 rebounds, 3 assists. So he stepped up in a big way. Aaron Wiggins had a rebound, former Terp. Of course, as he becomes the fourth Maryland player to win an NBA championship ring, joining Tony Massenburg, Adrian Branch, and Keith Booth. Buck Williams played in the finals twice for the Blazers. They lost to, Detroit and then the Lakers a couple years later. But OKC's loaded. Ton of draft capital. Young players still very much in their prime. So look out for them. You cannot anoint dynasties because it never really turns out to be as such because other franchises try. But based on talent alone, they're going to be a force and formidable for many years to come. And they're only going to get better. Presti's a brilliant GM, so watch out for OKC. There was a trade, by the way, in the NBA yesterday. It's Kevin Durant goes from Phoenix to Houston. Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks go from Houston to Phoenix. 10th pick in the draft and 5 second-round draft picks as well. So KD now pushing 37. Matter of fact, he started with the Seattle Supersonics back in 2006, 2007, 2008. So Kevin Durant, I guess last time he's going to join another, I don't know if they're a super team per se, but they were the number 2 seed in the Western Conference were the Houston Rockets. So we'll see how he mixes in chemistry-wise, load management-wise, and, you know, being a little up there in years, you know, tends to, you know, miss a few games with injuries. But either way, kind of a blockbuster deal going on in the NBA a couple of days before the first round of the NBA draft. Now, College World Series, LSU, they win the championship 2-0 over Coastal Carolina. They win game 1-1. Manager for Coastal Carolina gets the heave-ho. Angel Campos was a former Major League umpire. He's been out of majors for over 10 years. But, I mean, the one dude was trying to break up the brouhaha at the plate. He's tumbling like a weed up down the first base line. But LSU, for the third time, I believe, in 4 years. They win the College World Series, so congratulations to them. The kid that pitched the opener, the brilliant 10K performance, Cade Anderson, has been mock number one to the Nationals in the Major League Baseball draft, which is coming up the week of the All-Star break. So we'll see how that one all unfolds as well. It's the Whip Around Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this hot Monday in Baltimore. Only one thing for you this day in Orioles history-wise that goes back to 2014. Oriole Park Camden Yards. Chris Davis hit a three-run walk-off homer in the bottom of the ninth as the Orioles stunned the White Sox 6-4. Adam Jones, Caleb Joseph also go deep. Brett Brock gets the win in relief of Wei-Yin Chen as the eventual American League East champions handle their business on this night 11 years ago, Oriole Park Camden Yards. Current day Orioles, well, they're coming off a road trip in which they lost more than they won, which is bad. Team coming to town, Texas Rangers, just when it looked like they were going to take over the West, they got cold again. And Jared Sandler from Rangers Radio is going to talk about where they are in the pecking order of the American League. They're very much in the wild card consideration, but they're chasing Houston like everybody else in the AL West. They got a fun house trip. Nolan McGraw coming up at 11:45. It's Vinny, Haney, Nolan here on this Monday, 105.7 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.